Hello and welcome to another podcast episode with Minutes with Mom. Today, we're going to talk about the tongue. Now, this could be a subject that you want to avoid. Maybe you struggle with gossip. Maybe you struggle with saying whatever comes to mind before you think it through. It's an important topic for women especially. If we turn and look in our Bibles at the book of James in chapter 3, and we go down to verses 8, 9, and 10, we'll learn a little bit about the damage that can be done when we aren't using wisdom in regards to our words. It says, "But no one can tame the tongue. It is a restless evil and full of deadly poison. With it we bless our Lord and Father, and with it we curse men who have been made in the likeness of God. From the same mouth come both blessing and cursing. My brethren, these things ought not to be this way." Have you been guilty of that ever? I know I have. There have been times where I've been in the group of people and somebody has observed something that another person has done, and immediately, within seconds, we have all fallen into the trap of gossip and speaking negative, terrible, biting, cutting words about whomever this person is. And before you know it, all of us, we're all in the sin of gossip and not being the person of encouragement that we should be and that God expects us to be. Sometimes, especially in younger generations, they wear the badge of honor and pride that I speak my mind. Whatever comes to mind, that's what I say. But you know what? Honestly, that isn't biblical. God talks in Proverbs about the fact that a wise person, their words, they bring healing. They don't tear down and they don't destroy. But too often, this isn't the case. Our words don't bring healing. We are tearing down. We are destroying. It might be towards our husbands. It might be towards our friends. It might even be towards our children. And again, in all three of those areas, I have been guilty. I have been guilty of not using discretion and thinking before I respond to my husband in something that he's either sharing with me, or whether we're having a frank conversation about areas of weakness in our lives or things that we might be noticing as weakness in the other person's life. And I won't think about what I'm saying. I'll just say it. And then I realize, oh my goodness, I have crushed him because of what I've said, because I haven't stopped and taken the time to listen and think through what my response should be, rather than just jumping out and saying the first thing that comes to my mind. And I've done the same thing with friends when they've taken the time to share their hearts with me, and just because I want to give my two cents and my thoughts and all of that, I have caused them to recoil, and sometimes they don't seek me out for being an ear to listen or someone that they seek advice from, because I haven't stopped long enough to keep my mouth shut and think through what I'm going to say, or think if I even need to say anything at all. Because sometimes we don't need to talk. We don't need to say anything. We just need to be quiet and listen. And just because somebody comes to you asking, or maybe not even asking, but just sharing their thoughts about something, that doesn't give you free rein to share your opinions. Because honestly, and this is kind of my rule of thumb, if a person that comes to me and they're sharing their thoughts on an issue, and I don't agree with that person, I don't agree with their position, but they've come to me and they're sharing their thoughts, and they've not said, "What do you think?" They're just sharing. That is not a green light for me to bombard them with all of my opinions and thoughts and the ways that I think they're wrong. That is not what that is. Instead, if a person does that and they have not said, "So what do you think?" I just try to continue the conversation based off of things that they've said, or try to ask more probing questions to get them to think a little bit harder about it. But the last thing that I want to do is throw my ideas and my opinions on them and make them feel belittled because they don't agree with me, or because I'm making it very clear that I think they are in the wrong. We shouldn't do that, and we have to be wise and careful in the things that we say. Now, if someone comes to you and they, you know, share their thoughts and their opinions, and then they say, "So what do you think?" in a respectful and very calm, non-combative way, I take that as the green light that yes, they're ready to hear what my opinion is, even if it differs from theirs. But I don't go out guns blazing, arms swinging, ready to take them down because they don't agree with me. It's all about thinking, using wisdom, being discreet, and not just blurting out anything that comes to our minds. In regards to our children, it's so easy as parents to point out all the wrong things that our kids are doing. You know, in those beginning years when we're training our children, it's hard. And sometimes it's annoying because you have to constantly repeat yourself. And, you know, we can be guilty of thinking, why do I have to keep saying this over and over again? What is the problem? And we then are not aware of what we're saying, and we're not paying attention, and we start to say things that are just piercing their hearts and destroying them. And sometimes it can lead our children to become people pleasers because they're always seeking to gain the recognition from others or even from that parent. You know, we've seen examples in movies or in books or sometimes even in real life of a child that the parent and child relationship is such that no matter what the child does, the parent is never satisfied, and therefore the child constantly is seeking to win the approval of that parent. But with that, there's bitterness and there's anger and there's insecurities and all of these things that go along with it. But had we not chosen to just blurt out and speak out of frustration or anger and stopped and said, okay, let me point out all the ways that they're doing the right things. My husband, he worked in restaurants for close to 20 years, and he had a manager one time that said he used the Oreo cookie method. In an Oreo cookie, you have two chocolate pieces and then a yummy, creamy icing center. So in regards to correcting a person that was underneath his management, he would point out a good thing that they were doing. Then he would present them with the issue that they needed to work on. And then he would end the correcting scenario with another good thing. So again, that Oreo cookie method, point out something that your child is doing right, then gently correct, and then don't let them walk away with the correction on their mind, but let them walk away being encouraged, knowing they aren't totally blowing it, they aren't messing up all the time, they are doing some things right, and that's good. And so as they're making and taking the steps to correct the areas of weakness in their lives, they can still dwell on the good things that you've pointed out to them. Again, this concept can be applied in all areas of relationships. It can be applied with friendships. It can be applied with spouse relationships between a parent and a child. There are many, many ways that we can stop and think about what we're going to say before we say it, rather than just blurting it all out. And again, like I said, we live in a society where young people and even you know, middle-aged people, again, wear this badge of honor. You know, we have social media and we have Facebook and Twitter and all of these things, these screens that we can hide behind, and we just hurl words at each other that don't do anything. They don't lift up the name of Christ. They don't edify each other. They tear down and they destroy, and we have to stop doing that. But it's going to start with us. It's going to start with us becoming familiar with what God's word says about the tongue and what he expects of us as his children. I mentioned in an episode before, in the book of Matthew, it says that God's children are peacemakers. Well, if you're a peacemaker, you're going to have control over your tongue. You're not just going to say whatever comes to mind. You're going to use wisdom, and you're going to think about the words that are you're planning on leaving your mouth before they leave. You're not going to say it and then think, oh, well, that probably wasn't very good. One time I heard a story of a mom who she struggled with miscarriages. It was just something in her body that she just couldn't keep the babies alive once she became pregnant, and she still hadn't had any children, and she was just suffering and struggling so much in her heart. And it was a very hard place to be for this husband and wife. And I remember her saying, everybody always was trying to find the words to say and always trying to say, oh, I know how you feel. I understand what you're going through. And in those types of cases, we need to use extra caution, because it can very easily cause offense or hurt or wounds to a person. And so again, for her and her husband, they were at another memorial service, remembering the baby that they had lost. And one of her friends came up to her, looked at her in her face, didn't say one word, just grabbed her and hugged her. And she later shared that was what she needed to hear. And the thing that she needed to hear was nothing at all. And she felt so comforted and loved. And this friend wasn't trying to put into words, you know, how she was bearing this burden with her. I mean, the only thing that needed to be said in that moment was nothing. And we need to be wise as women, as we're interacting with each other, as we're interacting with our spouses and with our children. What does need to be said? And is the thing that needs to be said nothing at all? I have lots of different personalities in my children. I have lots of different, ways that I'm challenged with how to deal with things. And one of my daughters, she's very literal, very logical, very, no, that's not how it is. And we were doing a homeschool project, and she, she's not very creative, but man, she tries. And the project was, you know, kind of artsy. And I have another daughter who's very artsy, and she just thrives in those environments. But this particular daughter, she was struggling, and she looks over and sees Big Sister, and she sees this, you know, Big Sister is just creating this gorgeous, wonderful masterpiece, at least in her eyes. I mean, honestly, their creations looked very much the same. But to her, it wasn't up to par. And me being mom, knowing I'm going to have to console her, I wasn't thinking, and I was trying to console her in a way that really didn't work for her. One of my sons, he's kind of a goofball, and he really responds when he's upset about something if I make jokes, you know, saying, I don't know, just tickling him or making up silly words to describe the situation. Well, I tried that approach with her, and it was not working. She did not think it was funny. It made her cry more because I was making jokes about it. And in the middle of it, I realized, okay, you need to stop because she doesn't think this is funny. This is making it worse. And I had to stop and think about what can I say to her to encourage her and help her to see that it's okay. It's not that big of a deal. And, you know, I had to be very logical with her. You know, this is difficult what you had to do, but you did a really good job. And, you know, I thought it was beautiful. I would really love to take your picture next to it. And, you know, being more honest and real rather than trying to make a joke out of it. Now, if I had done that with my son, he probably would have looked at me like, what are you saying? But, you know, the different personalities needed different responses in that moment. And again, it comes down to, are we seeking the Lord's wisdom, even in the area of our tongue? Are we saying, God, give me discernment. Help me to be discreet. Help me to know what I need to say, when I need to say it, instead of just, you know, abiding by the philosophy that whatever comes to your mind, that's what you open your mouth and say. That's such a worldly mentality, and it's dangerous and it's destructive, and we need to not function that way. Proverbs 12:18 again reinforces this idea. You know, there is one who speaks rashly like the thrusts of a sword, but the tongue of the wise brings healing. I really love word pictures. They really help me solidify ideas and thoughts and situations and different things. And when I think of my tongue being like a sword, I imagine a sword in my mind and I think, okay, swords are used to protect or they're used to destroy. And that verse in Proverbs is so strong and so literal in how it says the person who speaks rashly, the person who just says whatever comes to mind, the person that doesn't think before they open their mouth, it's like thrusting a sword into the person that they're speaking to. And imagine if we were that conscious of our words and of our speech and our conversations with other people, if we imagined that when we say things that are destructive and tearing down, it's as if we are thrusting a sword into that person, I think we would stop and take to heart the words that we're allowing to leave our mouths. At the end of that verse, it says, but the tongue of the wise brings healing. If you want to bring healing with your words, you are going to have to stop and think about what you're saying. You know, I have had the pleasure of being around many women who are much wiser than me. And when I first came into this church body several years ago, I had never really encountered women who were making conscious efforts to avoid gossip at all costs. And I remember one of the first encounters that I had with this idea of avoiding gossip. It was a group of us and we were sitting there and the girl talking, she was getting ready to share something, and as she's getting ready to share, she stopped herself and she said, you know, I don't know that this particular person would really want me to share this. They haven't really said that it's fine if I do. And I don't want any conversation going on that they wouldn't know about that might harm them. And so I'm sorry, I'm just going to retract what I said and we'll just move on in the conversation. And I was floored when that happened. I thought, what? You know, I've never seen a woman stop and say, apologize to the group and say, you know, I probably shouldn't be saying this. And it really took me by surprise. And so that one instance really got me thinking about, I need to be more aware of the things that I'm saying. And there have been times where I have been flippant and rash, as the verse talks about. And I've had to go back and I've had to apologize because I've been wrong and I've said something that I shouldn't have said. There was a situation that came up that I thought it was fine to share information. It's not that I was trying to gossip, but I really didn't have the grounds to share the information that I was sharing. And several people were hurt by what I said. And I had to go back and seek forgiveness and tell them my intention was not malicious. I was not trying to gossip or say things that I shouldn't have said. And I am so sorry. And so restoration was brought back to that relationship, but, you know, it caused people for a time to rethink sharing things with me because of that circumstance when that happened. And so, again, I want to emphasize, think about what you say before you say it. Should it even be something that you're sharing? Is what you're saying building that person up and edifying them, or is it tearing them down? Whether you're saying it to their face or whether you're saying it in a setting where they're not present, think about the words that are leaving your mouth. Commit to memorize these verses that speak truth to how we should use our tongues and what happens when we use them in the wrong way. I hope that you were encouraged by today's podcast. I hope that it will prompt you to think before you speak. Think about areas in your life where you need to pay attention to your tongue and the things that you're saying. And also too, are you allowing yourself to get involved in gossip when you shouldn't? Be wise women. Be women who honor God even with their words. We want to bring healing and not destruction. I hope that as you continue on in your journey of being a woman, of being a mom, a wife, a friend, that you will constantly be on your knees before Jesus as He takes you, shapes you, and molds you to be more and more a daughter of the King.